All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I hate to break the fishing news up here, M-Chuck, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for, like, an orgasm.
Might Troy Stetcher.
All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Welcome in to a new episode of the Real Life Podcast.
It's your classic cast.
It's me, Tyler, if you're new, Bagged Milk, and me. Liam.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The rest of the crew has been placed on LTIR by the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yes, they are putting their salaries to the side. They will be going to get Jake Guentzel, and all of the Real Life staff will come back for game one of the playoffs.
Chalmers actually might not be back to the playoffs.
He might not be.
And we don't know where the hell Jay goes next.
No.
International man of mystery, as I like to call
him. Wanya is just a phantom. He is the wind. He is everywhere and he is nowhere.
I thought he was here today.
I swear I heard him.
I didn't see him.
Oh, well. Welcome into a new episode of the pod. It's delivered by DoorDash, where our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. You can even take advantage of the double dash feature. It lets you add a second stop to your DoorDash order for no extra delivery fees. You can combine, make combos, and the possibilities are endless with DoorDash. Dash that for the win with DoorDash.
Ding dong.
Gentlemen, we have a giant clock outside that tells us exactly how long until the NHL trade deadline, but it's roughly 23 hours and 17 minutes from now.
Oh, Hanifin just signed a new deal.
Oh shit. For how much?
8 years, $7 million, according to Kevin Weeks.
What? Well, what is this? First of all, Vegas drives me crazy. How they convinced Mark Stone to sit in the cuck chair for the next 2 months and watch everybody else do their thing only to come back for game one is beyond me. I don't know how they did it. They did it, but they, I don't. And then Calgary trading within the division again, but not when the Oilers offered them something better for Chris Tanev than what they got from Dallas.
It's very frustrating to see Calgary do that when we have heard from a bunch of reputable sources that there was the first in CC on the line for Tanev, and Calgary went, ooh, we don't want a first. We'll take the second, take the weird prospect.
We'll
or whatever.
Take a guy who's alive.
Yeah, that's frustrating. But what's interesting now for the Oilers is the chance to get retribution on the Flames. Because the condition on that third round pick they got is it turns into a second if Vegas wins a playoff round. Who's Edmonton's most likely first round opponent?
Vegas.
If Edmonton beats Vegas, it's a stick 'em to Calgary. Ha ha. You're stuck with a third rounder.
Take that, dum-dums.
Yeah.
It's interesting to think about where what the others maybe would have done if they had got Tanev. So CC's out the door. So then I'm assuming maybe you could have got the cap down as well on Calgary just to match it in and out.
You still, Matt, you can still go and get Troy Boy because he's like a fourth round pick 10 years from now.
Well, I wonder if they would still go out and get like your Henrique and Carrick and just spend both firsts for back-to-back years.
Yeah, that is a good point. I wonder what their pivot play would have been if the first would have gone out the door for Tanev. Would they have found a check down option somewhere else?
I'm kind of happy with the way it's gone right now, though. I think Tanev would have been great for this team, but I think the improvements within the forward group have made it almost better than what it could have been. I guess we're just assuming what could have happened still, but
and there were a lot.
I
like
the moves. I said I loved the trade yesterday, and I got roasted for it.
The Oilers could have given up a fifth round pick for Henrique, and there'd be Oilers fans who were like, "What?
They gave her out a fourth round pick for Troy Stetcher, and people weren't happy still.
Fourth round pick 3 years from now.
Yeah.
Fourth round picks are basically free money anyway. 3 years from now, it's a bean. A teeny bean. But like, I want to go back to Henrique and Carrick for a second, because to me, the way I looked at that trade was, yes, the first round pick is expensive. And then they had to add in a fourth and a fifth next year to make the money work. But those guys are also coming in at 75% retained. How do you think that happens?
Yeah, everything in the league this time of year costs money. And I mean, there are plenty of examples of looking around. Anthony Mantha, this summer, the Washington Capitals called every team in the league. Frank said this. They called every team in the league and said, you can have Anthony Mantha for free. Just take his money off our hands. Flash forward 6 months, and Anthony Mantha is getting you a second round pick and a fourth to keep the money.
And then like the Tarasenko deal, he had a full no move. Like he could pick where he called his shot.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about that?
He called his one shot where his family literally live in Florida.
Yeah, so like, what are the Oilers supposed to do about that?
There are still, and I've said this multiple times, there's just a subset of the fan base that loves to shit their pants. And if they're not upset,
but that's just a pastime of mine.
But if they're not freaking out and yelling about how terrible the Oilers are, they don't feel like they're the smartest fan in the room anymore. So they need to freak out. And like, there will be a day when Connor McDavid lifts the Stanley Cup and we're all partying and drinking at Greta and having a great time. And there'll be people online going, embarrassing that it took 9 years for Holland and the Oilers to
do this. They won't do it next year.
Oh, their cap situation's fucked for next year. Jack Campbell's buyout. Blah.
Like, why can't nobody have any fun? Even this morning, I was listening to the rundown. Frank Saravalli was saying that, you know, the Kraken are trying to sign Jordan Eberle, but he might be an option for the Oilers if they don't. I was excited about it just because the story's fun. Do it for the vibes. But some people, they're just like, you know how old he is? I'm like, 33?
He scored a lot this year.
He's on pace for 24 goals.
You need him for like 3 months. He's not going to die in 3 months.
Some folks are like, I don't want you to enjoy like tonight. Anytime goal for Adam Henrique, plus 260. That's just going to be money in my jeans. You're not allowed to enjoy it.
You weren't happy.
You can't. I'm not going to give you any snacks either. Zero snacks. No joy for you.
The thing for Eberle that people kept saying was, he doesn't move the needle. How does he not move the needle?
What is this needle?
That's what I think too. Like the needle. Okay. So the question is, who is Eberle better than on the right side?
Most.
Probably in this team. At worst, Perry and Derek Ryan.
At worst.
At worst. And then
he is at worst your third line right winger.
Exactly. How does that not move the needle? Your third line got better. And then you can argue him off Fogel right now.
Well, it's like
just in current states.
Again, the Oilers can never find depth. They suck at finding depth. And then they get Sam Carrick thrown into that deal for free. Like Adam Henrique was going to cost you a first. Maybe you wouldn't have loved that price. I credit Ken Holland for going in there and being like, hey, fine, you can get your first round pick, but you're giving us that gritty centerman and you're giving us a seventh round pick back. So my scouts get a dart throw at the draft.
I don't know when the last time you guys did the fourth line goal totaling was, but I'm going to guess that Sam Carrick's 8 goals would rank pretty high amongst the Oilers' bottom six.
He
has more than all of them right?
He has more than Derek Ryan, Janmark, and Connor Brown together.
No, they have one more. They have 9.
How many does Derek Ryan have?
5.
4.
Either way, we're putting 3 players together compared to 1.
Ryan has 5. Oh, yeah. They have 1 more.
Okay, so one more.
Derek Ryan, offensive juggernaut.
Yeah.
Respect his name. Thank you.
But like he fights, people have been talking. Oh, you lost Klim Kostin. You're missing someone that fights in the forward group. Okay. Sam Carrick loves dropping the mitts. The only guy on the Oilers lineup that hits more at a per 60 rate is Evander Kane. Mm. So he's going to hit. He's a right shot. We always need a right shot centerman. That is like the last five deadlines. I feel like we've been sitting here. Like, yeah. Need a right shot centerman. So you got a right shot centerman who has killed. He has spent more time on the penalty kill than any Oilers forward.
PK gets better. Forward depth gets better. Chris Knobloch has just got so many cool line combinations that he can try and do now.
Yeah.
I don't understand what people like. Why? I don't understand.
The fourth line needed to get stronger as well. Like Derek Ryan, yeah, Malcolm Brown aren't exactly the most intimidating bunch, are they?
No.
You add a 6'2" Sam Carrick in there, it changes the flavor a little bit. If you get an Eberle, you put a Corey Perry on that fourth line. All of a sudden, you're looking a little thicker down there, right? Double C.
I love adding Cs. And then you look at like, you know, a right-handed centerman. The Oilers have one currently, and it's Derek Ryan, and he can barely skate. He has 51% faceoff percentage, win percentage, I should say, for faceoffs this year in Anaheim, and Anaheim was junk.
Yeah.
Like that's going to help.
Adam Henrique was a positive plus minus, right? On Anaheim?
They're minus 55, their goal differential. Like, and he's still a plus player. I know people don't like that stat.
But sometimes like, it tells a tale.
He's going to help you get better at both ends of the rink. And I think that's huge.
I think
and
so
on the
too.
PK.
Yeah. I think that was actually a really good ad. Number 5 on Frank's list.
Yep. And like, there's the other aspect where Adam Henrique hasn't played a whole lot of playoff games. So, you mm-hmm. know, he's going to be gagging to get in there.
Yeah. I think he had the run with the Devils. Maybe he had the one run when they went to the final
12 years ago.
I think
ago?
That was his rookie year.
Yeah.
And
11-12 was his run. So it would have been, his first full year in the league. And since then he's had one playoff series, 2017-18, when the Ducks got swept.
Oh, he didn't play in the series against us.
He wasn't a Duck yet.
I wonder if they replaced Ryan Kessler.
He was a deadline at the 2018 deadline.
Gotcha. Good player. I like him.
Yeah, man. And you look, 18 goals in 60 games, 22 goals in 62 games last year. Like, good 20 to 25 goal guy. And that's, again, playing in Anaheim where he didn't have a ton of talent around him. Now he gets to ride shotgun with Leon Draisaitl. So that brings us to our over-under for today's episode. It is brought to you by Bet99, the number one online gaming experience in Canada, according to Ledger. It is built by Canadians for Canadians. Elevate your experience at Bet99 with same game parlays, player props, and flash bet markets. BM, you were talking about him as an anytime goal scorer tonight. I am just double checking what our friends at Bet99 have that at. +245.
Oh, it's already moved. I got it at +260.
BM's getting value. Here's my question for you guys for our over-under for Bet99. So far this season, I just said it, 18 goals in 60 games for Adam Henrique. It's about a goal every 3 games. Mm-hmm. He's going to get to play in, if healthy, 22 games for the Edmonton Oilers. So that would mean right around 7 goals. But playing with Leon Draisaitl, let's set the over-under at 7.5 goals for Adam Henrique as an Oiler.
And how many games are left?
22.
Over.
Yeah, I'll say over.
Life's too short to bet the under.
So, part of the argument would be he was playing top line and power play in Anaheim, so he's not going to have that power play opportunity. Maybe his minutes will take a slight hit here in Edmonton. So maybe he won't score at quite the same pace.
Maybe, but he didn't get to play on Leon Draisaitl either.
It's an interesting counterpoint to this whole thing.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that is a big difference. Who would you been playing with in Anaheim? Fucking Joe Schmendrick and,
And the Oilers average more goals than Anaheim too. So there's that layer of it too. The offense is more present.
Yeah.
So I'll say, I bet he gets, what'd you say? 7.5?
7.5.
I bet he gets 8.
How high would you go? What's like the outer marker for how many goals you think Adam Henrique?
Probably 20.
Yeah, I would say goal per game.
Yeah.
9.
Yeah, 10 and 22 though. Can you imagine that?
It'd be a little wacky, but I mean, it's tough when you don't play on the power play, but I hope he can contribute 5-on-5 regularly. The team desperately needs that.
How many of those points you're looking at over there, how many of the points that he got this year came at 5-on-5?
So he scored, he's got 42 points on the year. 10 of them, so about 25%. I'm good at math. 25% came on the power play. Another 5 of the 42 points came shorthanded, which is interesting. And he also has 3 game winners already this year.
Wow.
And the Ducks didn't win a lot.
No, so that's actually won 3 all wins. Their games.
That's a high. That is a high percentage of game winners, actually, for the Anaheim Ducks.
Do you know? Actually, I found a stat yesterday on my own, which I thought was kind of nuts. Maybe I'm wrong, so correct me on this. So he came up the other day and said the Oilers have won 5 overtime games. So Bouchard has 2 overtime winners. Mm-hmm. Kane has 1.
Yeah.
Nurse has 1. Who had the other one?
The most recent one, Liam.
No. This was before the game. So 6 with Draisaitl, I should say.
Okay,
Connor. Was it Connor?
You won against St. Louis.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the one I was thinking of as most recent. Okay. I forgot about Draisaitl.
That's what it is. I thought it was kind of like a crazy stat. I know they were on the ice for Bouchard's 2, I would assume, but I thought it was kind of nutty.
And what were their 2 shootout wins? Were the one against LA?
Derek Ryan. And then the one... which was, I can't remember, but wasn't it McDavid and Nuge that came in and scored on those?
Yeah, first 2. And then
I can't remember who it was.
Yeah. I hate the shootout.
Sometimes it's nice as a little treat. I don't hate it.
I don't.
In the BCHL, they do 10 minutes straight of 3-on-3.
Now we're cooking. I love that idea because it gives you players lower in the lineup have to get out there. And then there's a weird matchup game that happens and it's just fuckery ensues. I love it.
And it stops the clock from running out.
Yeah, like, I do.
You can't time waste 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of have to
play. Yeah. You have to play.
All right. That was our over under brought to you by our new friends over at Bet99.
Do you ever look at any of their same game parlays, Tyler, or Bet99?
What should I?
Because I got a little tasty one here. I think this is fun. +750.
Okay.
And this is just, I just dabbled because why not? Over 2.5 block shots for Vinny Desharnais and Eric Gudbranson. It's totally reasonable. Vinny had like 6 the other night.
Yeah.
Gudbranson might have just get it all on his own as well. 2.5 for both of them.
2.5 for both of them, +750, a same game parlay for Bet99.
That is so funny.
Connor McDavid to record an assist, Zach Werenski to record an assist, +200.
Ooh, they do have.
Bet99 is just going to be stocking my betting account all weekend.
I found the bet. The bet that's going to make us rich. Connor McDavid to record over 1.5 power play points and an Oilers win 7-1.
Come on. Free money.
Oh.
Although the Oilers power play is junk on the road, but that is a different story.
Ah, we'll ignore that fact.
Yeah. Do you know that I was reading the game notes from Jason Gregor today. The Oilers also have not won in Columbus in like 4 years or something like that.
Well, yeah, sounds like they're due.
Do you remember last year? It was like a matinee and it was like 7-6 or something.
Yeah, McDavid was just on fire. I think at like 5 points.
And then they traded it. It would have been right around now a little bit, a few weeks back, but they traded Korpisalo like a few days later to LA and we were all like, God damn it. This guy again.
Nuge over 1.5 assists, Oilers to win +575. What if there was a prop for sexy Nuge back check anytime?
You hammer it.
Oh, in the third period specifically.
The guy has saved 2 wins in this current streak.
Yeah, 2 of the 5.
So I just want to go back to the block bet again.
Yep.
So it's 2.5.
2.5.
In Vinny's last 3 games, he has 13 blocks.
Was that 3 games?
3 games.
Free money.
He had 6, 2, and 5.
That's a +750.
And the one he had 2 in was against Pittsburgh, where Pittsburgh had like...
They had 3 shots on goal.
Yeah, they... Sure. The puck out of
How
the
do
zone.
You see Gudbranson?
I was on the score.
Ah.
Shout out.
Shout out.
I'll find out what Gudbranson's was right now, too.
All I know is I got free money coming from a bet, courtesy of Bet99.
Gudbranson had 3 last game.
You'd be stupid not to take this bet.
The only
what was the payout again?
+750.
That is
holy shit.
Nuts.
We're in.
Well, I'm already in. I'm already riding on it.
+750,
buddy. I wouldn't kid you.
Is that a typo?
When there's free money to be made.
What is McDavid's 2 assists? Is that +750?
Yeah.
Holy baloney.
Yeah.
Wow.
He stinks like apple cider these days, Connor McDavid.
Looks like I'm putting in a reload.
Yeah, woohoo!
Let's go, Bet99.
Oh, Bet99, you rascals.
I really like some of those same game parlays in all seriousness. That was fun.
I do too. Same game parlays are the best.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good same game parlay to sweat it out. If you got like 1 leg or something left, it's so much fun. Mm. So much fun. Although I got crushed the last game against Boston. I was expecting more than 3 total goals, you know?
Yeah, so was I.
Yeah, I did race to 3 goals. One of the teams.
Yeah, no.
That hurt sometimes.
That did not cash.
Oh, did I do race to three goals?
You did.
Why did I do race to the third goal?
You did Oilers race to three goals.
Or did I type it wrong?
I don't know.
I'll Google it.
Anyways, you know what I want to talk about just because it's outside of hockey, Liam, is I want to go back. You tease it on other shows, but you winning your golf thing or not winning, but getting kinda out of the basement.
Yeah. So I guess I haven't spoken about it on this show at all, but for people who don't know.
Yeah. Quick recap.
I'm in this virtual golf league. It's a 10-week thing. And your best five scores are kind of like your final overall total.
How many guys are you?
12.
Gotcha.
So the lowest score, so the loser, has to go to Denny's for 24 hours. And for every pancake you eat, you lose an hour. I'm sure you've all heard
that's
that
one before. That I'm trying to figure it out. Like 24 hours in a Denny's is obviously nobody wants to do that.
Yeah.
But then you see an hour per pancake.
Mm-hmm.
I personally do not like pancakes.
I don't like them either.
But I personally think I could pile back at least 12.
I think you hit a wall at some point around like 5 or 6.
Definitely hit a wall.
There's so much in you.
It can't be just syrup on top. Like I need some kind of like other lubricant to get those down.
Like cream.
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream, maybe.
Some nice strawberry sauce.
Oh, that would actually not be too bad. But yeah, I don't like them either. So anyway, going into the final week, which was this past Saturday after the brunch for Ben, I shut over to the golf. And I'm not going to lie, I almost screwed myself big time. So for every, it was our drink round. So for every drink you had, you eliminated a stroke from your game.
Insane.
Another layer to this is the guy who I was going head to head with for
just got blackout.
The pancake off tore his rotator cuff.
Mm.
So there was like, he didn't even play. So I actually don't know if I have to eat these pancakes enough or not yet, but I managed, I think I got 17 strokes up on him. So things are looking promising. But I will reveal a secret.
How many beers did you have?
I think I had 9. But I, but
keep in mind, a round of virtual golf does not take that long.
But exactly. So this kind of plays into it.
This is a costly hobby too. Like a round of digital golf is like, I mean, it's not cheap. Free. Plus you're having 9 drinks at the fucking digital course.
It was, yeah. So we've been going there for the 10 weeks, the same place. So we kind of told them what we were going to do. And so, yeah, you're there for 3 hours playing 18 holes. The LGPTA championship course is what we played.
Okay.
So the rule was the second you tee off, your drinks count from then. And the second you finish, that's when your drinks cut off. So I waited for my final putt. I basically just had to put it in. And if you haven't played virtual golf before, they give you this like big gimme and it just counts an extra stroke for you or whatever. So I just waited and I may or may not have gone outside and pulled trigger so that I could get a couple more beers down in me on my last and just like smoked back like 2 or 3 more beers before I put out. And I got down to an even 100 score on the game.
Just but it's spilled into a car on the way out too.
But it's difficult because you don't know how much is. Oh, and another thing, they weren't selling food that night.
Yeah. Ooh, see,
they weren't selling food on a Saturday night. I couldn't believe it.
An empty tummy full of beers.
Full of beers. And pulled shoot, had a few more, put it out.
I respect it. I do not have the ability to do that. To just like.
To do what?
Pull trig, fingers down, like I need to yak. Well,
I was already pretty close. And I was like, I'm just going to do it. So I just went outside. Just rammed a couple of fingers down my throat.
Oh, buddy.
Give her a heck.
That is gnarly.
Yeah. You got to do.
Yeah.
Puke and rally.
I don't want to go to Denny's. I don't like pancakes. So I, whatever also, it takes to avoid.
That sounds like hell. Like you're vomit? Spending. No, the Denny's thing. Like,
oh yeah. You also have to buy the pancakes.
I love the math on it too. Like I drank 9 beers, but really only 4 of them sat with me because I vomited the rest of them up inside a fucking golf dome.
Yeah. I got out of it. I think I'm going to be out of it. But yeah, like I said, he tore his rotator cuff. So I'm not going to find out till like June if I have to go and eat these pancakes.
But he would have to shoot such a good round to pass you.
At
the Real Life Podcast do not encourage binge drinking and vomiting outside of local businesses.
I did it. I vomited into a garbage can out of respect.
That is nice. That's commendable.
That is. So
that's huge of you.
So we'll see. But yeah, like this guy isn't going to have played golf for like 3-4 months.
You're fine.
I think I will be okay. He's not going to be happy though.
Now, if you do have to go to a Denny's, are nation citizens allowed to come stare at you like a zoo animal?
I thought about that because they spoke about it on the live show.
We could have made that in the content.
I think if people want to come and say hello, I wouldn't mind the company. But maybe I'll pull trigger at Denny's too if I get that.
Oh, 8 pancakes and he's going to yak.
I might drink a lot of coffee, I'll tell you that much.
But that fills up your tummy?
Well, does it empty it?
Well, I mean, first one of the day anyway.
Amen.
So,
amen.
So hopefully we don't get to that point.
Yeah.
That's just a bad punishment.
I know. And it was made up like halfway through the year and I was significantly in last.
What else was on the table? Do you remember?
No, this was like the only thing. Oh, they wanted to do one of those things where it's like stand on the side of the road and be like, I suck at my virtual golf league and stuff like that. But it's like, I just think that's kind of lame.
Like, I would have liked to see you get a pierced navel.
I would have said no.
With a little dangly earring from your belly button.
Jesus.
That'd be a good look. You got to keep it for 6 months or something.
That would be funny.
That would really
heading
help.
Into the summer would be outstanding.
That would help my professional career for sure.
Well, you don't wear crop tops.
Says who?
Listen. If you listen to ON Radio, you know that Liam had a scratch on his neck. Now he's got a little dangly that he can dance and jiggle around. Come on.
Take the band-aid off, though. Scratch healed up nicely.
All right. Well, what else we got?
Congratulations on the pancake thing.
Thank you. Hopefully that stays the way it's supposed to stay. I hope so.
Could you imagine being a worker at Denny's? Because like this shit happens all the time.
Yeah.
You're just like, all right, just so you know, this asshole is going to be sitting here for probably a full day. Just keep the pancakes coming. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. When would you start? That was the thing I was wondering the most. You like get up in the morning and just.
Yeah. I think I want to be there first day, first thing. Like I'm talking 7 a.m. I'm showing.
That's what I was kind of thinking too. And then, but I also thought.
Because then you're probably done by 7 at night at the latest.
But what if I just go. Start at like midnight. You've already had a couple of your friends. They forget how many you've had. All of a sudden you're out there.
I think the receipt needs to be shown as proof at the end of the night.
Of how many?
Just start telling the Denny's employee, just be like, put one on and throw it right in the garbage. I just need the receipt.
I'll pay for these, but don't bring them to me.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, they would have to probably do like a rotation of people with you to verify.
Well, the way I'm thinking about me, if I had 24 hours, and I need to get at least 12 pancakes down. That's probably going to be at least one shift change.
Oh, yeah. So you got to clear up.
Because these aren't like little guys, right? Like it's the full size Denny's pancake.
Well, apparently
you're doing a full stack.
They switch sizes. Like apparently it doesn't fill the plate anymore. It's like a little bit smaller.
Okay.
Which isn't surprising in this economy. I bet the prices have gone through the roof, but the pancakes have gone down.
Pancake volume down.
Yeah.
Shrinkflation.
Yep. Shrinkflation.
Bingo.
That's a good word. Yep. The economy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Macroeconomics.
Oh, I know nothing.
We're going to sort this out on the Real Life Podcast.
We could get to, all right. So last episode on Monday, we needed a segment because we have a new sponsor. Let me tell you a little bit about our new sponsor. It is the Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground.
Do you know that I've been hooked? I've been stuck on this plug since Friday. When I asked Waz, have you ever gone to the aerial park? And he gave the weirdest answer of all time. I've been thinking about it for it's Thursday now. Almost a week I've been thinking about this.
Yeah, we asked Waz, have you ever been to the Snow Valley Aerial Park? And he goes, yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I think so. When I was a kid, we're like, I think it's only been open for a handful of years. Oh, then, yeah, probably. Like, what?
It's not an answer.
It made very, very little sense. But anyways, the Snow Valley Aerial Park does open up on May 31st. It's family fun all summer long. They have a ton of stuff going on out there as well. Creekside Eats will be open for snacks and refreshments. And if you're from out of town, Maybe you're a camper, but you want to spend a few days in the city. You can take advantage of the Rainbow Valley Campground and their over 60 sites and 3 comfort camping domes right in the heart of Edmonton. Visit rainbow-valley.com for more information. So on Monday, here was my original thinking. Monday, we'll do something called the look ahead at the week. Talk Oilers, talk about our lives, even what we got going on in the next 7 days. Then I was thinking on Thursday, that's supposed to be keeping it 100 with Chalmers.
Chalmers, you ready to go?
Well, so that was the problem is I quickly realized there's just no way we can count on Chris Chalmers to do this every Thursday with a client attached to it. So instead, we're going to do a segment and you can hold me to this one. If there's no keep it 100, which will be most of the time, we are going to do what's going on around Edmonton.
Ooh, I like
and it makes sense because Snow Valley is a great Edmonton company.
Mm-hmm. Current events.
Current events.
We're going to explore Edmonton, as it were.
Yep.
I do need to keep up better with current events.
Yeah. So how about this, Liam? The WNBA is going to hold a preseason game in Edmonton amidst reports of Toronto expansion.
Will Brittany Greer be playing?
Brittany Griner.
Griner?
Her name. But this is the one I really wanted to get to.
Is that the one that was in Russia?
Yeah. Yeah. She's back.
That's cool.
And she hooping. This one. It is an unbelievable story. And I'm going to read it. And you're going to be like, I can't quite believe that's a real sentence. An Edmonton hopeful is getting ready to represent Canada at the World Ninja League Championships this June.
Like, is that a real ninja? Or is this like Ninja Commander or whatever that fucking TV show is?
I think that's what it is.
American Ninja Warrior. Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, he's 17 years old. Oh. Ninja, as it is commonly referred to, is an extreme parkour-like obstacle course competition with 4 main competition styles. Parkour.
Parkour.
Pretty sure ninja was around before parkour.
Well, like if being you go back a ninja. To the samurais.
Like, isn't Mulan about being ninjas?
Yep. No, samurais.
Yeah, samurais. Wow,
samurais.
Liam. Ninjas wear the cool masks.
Sorry.
Samurais. Is
Jackie Chan a ninja?
No.
No, it's karate.
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 You're getting there, though. I think they're all relatively maybe in the same area. I don't know.
Martial arts, I believe it's.
But anyways, 17-year-old Spencer O'Brien is the local guy who's getting a chance to go compete on the international stage. So shout out to CTV Edmonton who passed along the story. He's going to North Carolina to compete in the World Ninja League Championships.
A young Irish-Canadian.
Yep. It's also the Edmonton Pet Expo this weekend. So
really?
Something to do. Something to consider.
2 of the Oilers' new players have dogs.
That's cool.
Hot dog.
Adam Henrique has 2 and Troy Stetcher has a dog.
How do you know that?
3 dogs coming to town.
Bailey Sheets, the Oilers TV reporter, posted it. She was on it. Like, it literally, the second the Stetcher trade broke, she was like, welcome to the family, and then posted a picture of Troy Stetcher's dog. I'm like, did you have that loaded? Did you get the scoop and knew to do the research?
The scoop. Oh, yeah. On the trades, not the dog.
She saw the Stetcher jersey being stitched up and she went straight to the dog inventory.
Boom.
Let's have a peek.
But this World Ninja thing actually looks cool. And it last Friday, I think it was. Yeah, it was last Friday. I did one of those like interactive game room things. It's called Activate.
Oh, right.
Have you done one of these?
No, I'm not active.
It was actually cool as hell.
Oh, go on. Tell me more. Because you would tell me about it last week.
There was one room and it's just a wall with like 100 lasers across it.
Mm.
So you sit in there and like me and my buddies went and did it, had a couple of drinks before or whatnot. So we're in a good mood. So the lasers go across and you have to go like James Bond style crawling under and over all the lasers.
Oh, like on Ocean's 12.
Yeah. You have like 20 seconds to get to the other side of the room. And you got to
like a Mr. Beast video.
He does have a video with the lasers.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of like that. Then there's another one where all the floor is a bunch of
lava.
Kind of. The floor is a bunch of tiles and they change colors.
Oh,
so like there's different levels where you got to like go through the room, stepping on all the green tiles, but then there's red ones that flash up in patterns. And if you step on the red ones, your game's over.
You're eliminated.
Yeah.
Zapped. Vaporized.
Dead, killed.
What? How do you get out? Like, how do they make sure you get out?
Like into the rooms?
No, like you said, if you step on a red tile, you're done.
So that one would have been like a team one. So like you and your friends are all in there, all 4 of you. And like you all have to go around, collect all the green ones without stepping on the red ones. Anyways, it was fun. You feel like a kid.
So how many friends do you need?
I have 4.
If there's more than 0, then I can't go.
It'd be a fun staff thing, actually.
It'd be great. Sounds awesome.
There was interactive basketball where like the hoops, there's like 6 basketball hoops and they'll light up green. And then it's like a race to like get it into the green one, and then some will be red. You're like not shooting the red one.
That's kind of cool.
It was sweet. There was like 9 or 10 different rooms. I think.
And where is it?
There's one on the west end, one on the south side. Free plug. They're not paying us for this. I'm just talking about what I did last weekend.
I puked in a garbage can.
That was on Saturday.
That was.
Yeah, but anyways, I had a ton of fun at this thing. Like, it made you feel like
I got a little drunk and won a wolf print.
You did.
A raffle.
You did.
That was cool as shit.
You know, somebody's got to win the wolf print.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kevin. He's in my office.
Yeah.
Watches over us all now.
What else is CTV telling us? What is that one? Oh, don't do that one.
This is a segment I've dreamed of for a while of just, and the original idea I had back, and it was for this podcast, is I wanted to hit you with like 6 different news headlines from around the world and have you blindly read them for us just to see like how you get through it.
Do that one right now.
Well, like the one you just pointed out on my screen would have been very funny for you to have to read very quickly.
Was it from last night by any chance? At a local establishment?
No,
it
wasn't.
From a
that.
Major Instagram influencer who was in town and threw a party at said establishment last night?
Whoa, no, I didn't.
What? Know
that. Have you ever followed the account? Earmuffs, kids. Slut Whisperer.
He's in Edmonton?
Last night he did an event at Shade.
And it didn't go well?
Shade. Oh, by all accounts, it went great.
Just got to Edmonton and I want to crawl inside. Wait, oh boy.
How about that? I'm going to look at that too. But how about Marlon Humphreys, who is a corner for the Baltimore Ravens, randomly came to Edmonton a couple of weeks ago for like no reason other than to watch an Oilers game. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was weird.
He just came and went.
Kane brought his kid, I think, right?
To an Oilers game.
And then left.
And then left.
His kid must be a hockey fan.
He's like one of the best players in the league, and he just came up from Baltimore to watch hockey.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Our city is a destination.
Apparently so.
Mm-hmm.
Dukes made it home today.
He did.
Sad to see him go.
Congratulations, Dukes, on navigating a long day of travel.
I couldn't imagine doing that. Well, you've probably done that long, right?
Yeah, I've done it.
I've done it not on purpose.
Mine was, you want to know what mine was, Liam? If you want to hear, this is the worst milk run flight I've ever been on.
What did you call it?
The milk run.
Why is it called the milk run?
Because I was bopping around different stops.
Oh, I see.
So I was trying to save money and I was flying home from Australia and I went from Melbourne, which is Southern Australia.
So Sydney's on the other side, right?
Nope. Same side. Just
Brisbane on the other side.
Nope. Brisbane is also on the East Coast. It's just further up the coast.
Gotcha.
The other side is Perth.
That's what I was
saying. The city no one ever goes to.
Yes.
So I'm flying home and I had to go from Melbourne to Hong Kong where I had an 8-hour layover.
Jesus. Can and you then leave the airport?
You could, but like, what was the point?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I went from Hong Kong to Singapore, which is just a little puddle jump. And then Singapore to San Francisco to Vancouver back to Edmonton.
Oh, the Singapore to San Francisco is
awful.
It's a long one. What's that, like 14 hours?
Yeah. Something like that. Plus I was on a United Airlines flight, which is the garbage of all airlines.
You got dragged down the middle of the aisle.
Yep. No TV. You just had to sit there TV. With my thoughts. No, you had the shared TV. Like, who wants to watch the same movie as everyone else? Nobody. Ooh,
that's what do you mean? Like, they just, like, when you're on, like, a bus?
Like, yeah, it was like that.
Wow. For 14 hours.
Yeah.
What movies were on?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago now. Wow. I still remember just being angry because I was just like, I'm going to watch this movie even though I have no interest in it. Because what else am I going to do? Sit here with my thoughts? So think about how gross I am?
Plug in your headphones and you can just hear it, right? Oh, yeah. They don't play the sound over the plane.
No, fuck.
Because that'd have to be so loud.
I would be so angry.
Yeah, I'd really try to read a book and like some shitty movies.
Yeah, they're playing Legally Blonde 2 or something like that.
That'd be nice.
It'd be a great
movie. Only play sequels.
Yeah, just the sequel. It's like now up Home Alone 3. Macaulay Culkin's not even in this.
Devils are healthy scratching Tyler Toffoli tonight.
Oh, wow. Give him to me.
Trade related reasons. We'll maybe keep talking a little bit of deadline here, but first we are going to step aside for a quick break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you know that Captain Felton apparently, allegedly, in his opinion, played softball against Troy Stetcher this past summer?
Did he tweet about that during the summer or something too?
He just tweeted about it 29 minutes ago. That's how I know.
I thought I had heard that, but maybe he told me. Apparently, Troy Stetcher is a good guy.
Yeah, Quads hopped on Owen every day and was like raving about him. He's like such a great person.
I've asked Quads to do a little help of kind of like a what do the Oilers have in Troy Stetcher kind of piece. Because he was with the Canucks for what, 3-4 years? Something like that.
He said he played top pairing for them.
Our boy Bruce Kerlock is high on him.
Yeah. He said he's better than Vinny, and only two Oilers defenders can move the puck as good as Stetcher.
Bouchard and Nurse.
I would assume so.
Probably.
Yeah. That's
which is a little alarming.
I'm too. Liking this little sneaky move, and all you have to do is trade a 15-year-old. I love that joke from Zach.
Yeah.
First round pick in 4 years. It's a 15-year-old. Or yeah. Fourth round pick in 4 years.
Continue your studies, young man.
I'm trying to see if this like news thing could work. Like if I was to ever come in and be like, okay, here's some like news stories.
The idea
God,
would be-
the news is it's so depressing.
I don't know if you know this, but there's never any good news for
like me. All I went on Sky News and obviously like the real news is really bad, like the Gaza stuff and all that stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to read that stuff out. So I thought I'll go on entertainment. The first three articles are about people dying. Another one's about a tragic car accident. And it's just like, boy, oh boy. Here's one. K-pop star apologizes to angry fan for having a boyfriend.
Okay.
There you go. That's the news, folks.
Well, I'm on TMZ. Lindsay Lohan's got a new movie coming out, so that's
good. Oh, Mike Tyson's fighting Jake Paul.
Like, what is
that? Who's asking for this?
So
I muted Jake Paul today on Twitter.
Just the words?
No, him.
Oh, him specifically.
So
he really fell off.
How old is Mike Tyson? He's got to be in his 50s.
He's 50.
This is like Jake Paul is in his 20s, is he not?
Yeah, Mike Tyson is 57. He'll be 58 when the fight takes place. Paul is 27.
Did he fight Logan Paul?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But like, here's the thing. Like, I beg you, take 5 minutes out of your day today. Go onto YouTube and go Mike Tyson slipping punches from back in the day. That was a terrifying man.
Yeah.
But right now, he's a 57-year-old guy. It's going to be like, what was the fight we all watched together?
Oh, it was... The one at the Ngannou and Tyson Fury.
Yeah, Francis it was garbage.
That was garbage, and that it was garbage, but it was actually a good boxing match in comparison to what's kind of been happening the last few years.
Yeah,
but that's just a standard of where it's at right now. Like boxing has fallen off so much because
it's a parody of boxing.
Right? It's just become such a joke, and it's actually quite disappointing from where it was. Like you look back and like before. My time, our time, like Tyson, George Foreman.
I remember watching Tyson Holyfield Sugar. When I was a little kid, like the ear biting fight.
Yeah.
And that thing was a spectacle.
Like crazy stuff. Even in England, like it was so big. Guys like Ricky Hatton was a big one from Manchester in like the early 2000s. Joe Calzaghe, Amir Khan. Like there was tons of guys. And then like, I don't like, I hate to say Jake Paul's making a mockery of it because I actually think he's brought it back to a little bit of relevancy.
Get into the mainstream, which it wasn't basically my whole life.
Also it's now just being led by a guy who is just a YouTuber, which I think is the worst part about it all. It's not necessarily,
he's a quality boxer.
Yeah, he is. He is a good boxer and he's earned that through like the fights he's had and he's beat some like good people, the good boxers. Right. But like the first time he fights a boxer, he loses. In Fury's brother, whatever his name is, Tommy Fury, I think Travis. Travis Fury. Yeah. And Kevin. And now he's just like, he's just calling out like all these guys who are like world champions. Like, why would they fight you? But like, also, nobody knows who those guys are.
Mike Tyson boxed 20 years ago?
No, he came back and did that one random one against something Jones Jr.
Roy Jones Jr.?
Yes. Remember that a couple of years ago? But he was it could not, the only outcome could be that Tyson won pretty much.
Like that's there was, cool. He's like Dom Toretto. It's like Fast and the Furious.
When Floyd Mayweather fights.
Yeah.
Like he cannot lose. And he's just like, well, you're literally just fighting for money.
You know what's some good sports though? I don't know if you guys watched it. Tyler, I know you're into it. New season of Full Swing hit Netflix.
Oh, is it?
Oh, really?
I watched the first episode last night. That show is so good.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
I like the tennis one.
That one's good too.
What's that one called? Point Break.
Yeah. We are in the golden age of sports documentaries, in my opinion. Like some of the series that are out, could not care. I talked about this a few weeks ago. Could not care less about NASCAR. Full Speed. Great. Drive to Survive. Just finished the new season. Fantastic.
Was it good?
Yeah, really good.
I haven't watched it yet.
It ends, it doesn't give anything away, but it ends with a classic Gunter bit and it's so good. And then I started watching Full Swing last night. It's going into the PGA LIV merger.
Hell yeah.
And all the weeks and months leading up to that announcement. Fantastic. Just good sports shows on right now. Really good sports shows.
There's another one, which I was talking to Dukes about as well, which probably wouldn't interest many people on this, but there's a cricket one on Amazon Prime.
Probably would be good.
It's called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's about the Australian cricket team.
Oh, mate.
So people who don't know, like Australia is obviously a massive cricket team, but they got caught cheating.
Oh.
In like 2019.
Better not have been Ricky Ponting.
No, it wasn't Ricky. It was Shane Smith and David Warner. And in cricket, the ball, you want your ball to spin.
Yeah.
So you can't like mess with the ball. The ball will eventually just wear and then like it changes the way it moves and everything like that. But they were sandpapering the ball. But they were also doing it on like live TV and it's just like clear and obvious that they did it. So it's just about the redemption of them coming back from that and everything.
Their redemption as cheaters?
Like just like it was like the lowest point in Australian cricket history. Like the entire country was furious.
Have you ever held a cricket ball?
No, I have
one. I'll bring one in.
They're rock hard.
Bring one in, please.
And the fact that those dudes just catch it barehanded is nuts to me.
It's crazy. I remember I played cricket in England. Someone line drived it and you just kind of have to stand there. Just wait for this thing to come and sting your hands is crazy. And also like having somebody bowl one at you because it's like baseball is like pretty much like it's gonna come down the gun at you, right? It's coming right down the pipe unless the bowler kind of the pitcher screws it up.
Yeah,
this one it bounces, it could knock your head off.
Yeah, especially like how it's crazy. The bowler actually delivers the ball.
Yeah,
because there's like spinning bowlers that they just like really huck it and then it's a crazy sport once you actually understand the rules. Obviously it makes it easier to watch, but like it turns into a pretty fun sport when you understand the rules.
When, so, you know, those co-ed leagues, you know, a multi-sports league. So I played in one a couple of winters ago with my friends and we played cricket and it was me and we had a guy on our team who lived in Australia and we absolutely dominated them. It was so much fun, but everybody else hated it because nobody else knew how to play properly. So we'd come up and just whack these balls everywhere, bowl everybody out first try. And we're having the time of our lives. And literally everybody else like, this is the worst spot I've ever
played. I want you to teach me the rules one day.
We'll run through it. The games are only 5 days, so we'll just casually watch one.
Except there's those ones where you have like a certain amount of overs.
Yeah, there's 20-20, which is 20 overs.
Yeah.
So there's 6 bowls and over. And then there's 1 day, which is 50 overs each.
The first time I ever watched cricket, I was in Australia and I was living with this Australian family and they woke us up because the cricket was starting. They go, "All right, boys, we're getting a big one today. We're going to start drinking." I'm like, "Fuck, it's 9 o'clock." They're like, "This is only day one of five." I'm like, "Oh my God. Okay."
And they do five tests. So there's 25. So you can win a test, which is 5 days. And then you have four more.
Could you imagine going to an Oilers game? You're like, four more days of this.
And sometimes it's so slow. It's like test matches. I just watch the highlights.
All right. A couple more headlines here before we wrap up the pod, because this is objectively funny and creating good conversation. What could go wrong? Joked OceanGate CEO before Titan sub disaster.
Oh my goodness.
Listen, not a lot. There's one real thing that can go wrong. And it did.
Yep. That's just what a headline. Hyper-vaccinated doctors study man who's had 217 COVID-19 vaccines.
Fucking right.
Who's giving him these?
Listen, he's doctor shopping for that good, good juice. Go back to the Titan sub thing for a second.
Yeah.
Have you seen like the computer recreations of what it probably looked like?
I saw that.
No.
It is nuts.
Does it just evaporate?
Yeah. And then you just see a pink mist.
It's crazy, actually. Just I think one is outside the door though.
I was gonna be ready to start in real life.
So. I saw that video the other day and I was like, damn, that is nuts. I have a headline which I'd like you guys to guess.
Please.
So this blank tops Forbes list of Hollywood's best paid actors.
So we're thinking of the best paid actor from this year.
I'm assuming this is 20. So it says blank has topped a list of Hollywood's top 10 best paid actors in 2023.
I'm just, cause she's basically the only thing I think about nowadays. Sydney Sweeney.
No.
Damn.
Why?
Talent.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be, her year is 2024.
Okay, that's promising for me.
So 2023, I'm trying to think of what the big movies were. Margot Robbie.
She's number two. Ah.
And we're looking for number four?
Number one.
Oh, we're looking
what?
I would like the fourth highest paid actor. Yeah.
59 million was how much Margot Robbie earned in 2023.
Oh, fuck, Barbie just crushed, hey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the guy who played the lead in Oppenheimer then?
Killian Murphy. No, it's not.
No way. Murphy.
No, it wasn't.
I just looked at the fucking list. No way.
Is it Mr. Bean?
No way.
You're not like Mr. It's not Mr. Bean. Rowan Atkinson is his name.
Should be. We're due for comeback.
But you're not far off with that. Like random guess.
Who is it? I never would have guessed this in a million years.
It's Adam Sandler.
$73 million.
What did he even do?
Murder Mystery 2 on Netflix.
Probably like another
much money for that?
It's because he has that Netflix deal where all his movies go on right now.
Ridiculous. I just watched the new Adam Sandler movie, by the way. Spaceman, where he's like in fucking space. Yeah. And he's talking to a weird like spider creature. As far as dog shit movies that contributed to him make $73 million, that one has to be right up there.
Do you know what movie I watched last night? I should rephrase that. Over the last two nights, Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell.
Does it hold?
Oh, it's so funny. But Mike Dick is in it. Yeah. And he's that little Asian kid.
Yeah, Byung-sung. And he hits the cup on his knee all the time.
And he calls him Bing Bong. And it's like, I don't know about that one anymore.
They wouldn't write that into a new movie.
No, Mr. Mosby from The Suite Life of Jack and Cody is in the movie. And
didn't he murder someone?
Oh, shout out.
So he can't be in any movies.
Not
Netflix
anymore.
Netflix reported that Murder Mystery 2 was streamed over 173 million hours around the world in its first 3 months on the platform.
I didn't even know it existed.
I know what you guys are thinking. Where does co-star Jennifer Aniston fall on the list? Number five.
Just for doing that?
Just for doing that. She is behind. So the top five, Adam Sandler, Margot Robbie, Tom Cruise with Mission Impossible.
And Top Gun. Top Gun was fucking awesome.
Oh, and Top Gun. That was a great movie. Ryan Gosling comes in at four.
Hell yeah, Barbie.
Matt Damon at five.
Okay.
And then it's Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, Matt
what
Damon.
What did Matt Damon do?
He was in that the Nike movie, Air.
Oh, yeah. That was
so
a good, movie.
Good, too. It's so good.
Yeah.
That is such a good movie.
It's on Amazon Prime if you're looking to watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then when you watch it and you see the end credits kind of going, you go, Michael Jordan makes $445 million per year from his Air Jordan line.
And the Charlotte Hornets still suck.
Well, he's also got that. He owns a NASCAR team now.
Oh, right. Does he?
Yeah.
We got to wrap up the show. Before we do, I want to tell everybody about the Robin Brownlee auction in support of the Brownlee family. We got a new item.
How did Jason Statham make $41 million?
That's a great point.
Fast X and Expendables 4? What is this?
NationGear.ca hit the Robin Brownlee auction. We are in week 2 of 4. This week's prize is a game night with myself and Jay. Ooh. It is on March 21st as Edmonton takes on Buffalo. We got your drinks and dinner beforehand at Greta. We got your drinks at the hockey game and you get to hang out with us and watch the Oilers. The leading bid right now is $750. Bidding closes in just over a day. Bidding closes on Friday at 4 o'clock.
Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Knowing that the bid to hang out with you and Jay is $750.
Yeah.
Does that put pressure on you to like come up with some jokes or maybe a bit or like a magic trick or something that you can show the people that win this?
I think just me having like 6 to 8 beers will be entertaining.
Just get a little
enough.
Silly.
Yeah, I'll just get drunk. That's my promise to you. If you come on this, I'll get drunk with you.
Liam, do you not feel like Jay and Tyler have to come up with some kind of trick or some kind of like maybe like a little stand-up bit where they can recite a play for the people or something?
Yeah.
They're paying $750 here.
Yeah, like maybe a little beer trick.
You can ask me anything about my coworkers at Oilers Nation.
Yeah, okay.
Please don't ask him that.
Yeah, ask him specifically about all of his coworkers. Have him rank them and then let's publish the list.
Ooh, give me the old Mike Babcock treatment.
That's all I want to know.
Yeah, take his phone.
Yeah, you can go through my phone if you win this auction. But no, in all seriousness, it's going to a good cause. Bidding. So if you want to go, head to nationgear.ca. It's you and a friend too. So $750. The next bid, I think, has to be $775. But even if it gets $800,000, you're getting drinks and dinner paid for and tickets to the game. It's not that bad. And we're supporting the Brownlee family. Gentlemen, that is a wrap on today's edition of the Real Life Podcast. Tomorrow's deadline day. I think the Oilers surprised us with one.
You don't think they're actually going to be done?
No, I don't think they're actually done. I think they hit us with a sneaky one.
And I hope everybody had their mind blown through their skull learning that Adam Sandler somehow made $73 million last year.
So much money.
Adam Sandler.
Bobby must have been the number one movie of the year. That and Oppenheimer.
Number one movie of 2023. Let's find out, Liam.
Yeah, quickly. Let's take a little peek.
Who do you got? Okay, Barbie, you were correct. Number one.
Yeah.
Take a swing at number two, would you?
Oppenheimer.
Maverick.
Oh,
Top Gun Maverick.
No.
What kind of movie was it?
It's about plumbers.
I don't know.
They're Italian plumbers.
Oh, Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
$574 million it made.
It was a good year for movies, to be fair. Yeah.
Oppenheimer was number 5th, Tyler.
And then, sorry, where was Maverick before we go?
Maverick. Was that released last year?
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was the year before. Mission Impossible was last year, so maybe not.
Cocaine Bear was number 40, in case you're wondering.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to wrap up this with a quote from Ken Holland. If we're done, I feel good, but I'm going to wait until tomorrow, Friday morning. I'm going to get up and call a few people to see if there's anything out there that might be of interest to us. So Uncle Ken's not done.
When I get up,
I got to get out of bed. Oh, probably around the crack of noon. I'm going to have my oats. Miss Holland made steel oats for me. Left them in the fridge overnight. Overnight oats. I got the blueberries right on top. You ever make one of those salads where the salad's at the bottom?
I like how you went from doing your Ken Holland, you just slowly slipped into Chalmers OJ as that went along.
Ah, shit.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Enjoy deadline day. We'll be back on Monday.
Big show tomorrow. Trade deadline show airing what time, Tyler?
9 a.m. Mountain on the Daily Faceoff YouTube. 4 hours of myself, Frank Saravalli, Colby Cohn, and Carter Hutton. Let's go.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.